November 13th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal Father, Father of all nations and all people. I am now forming my army of truth, my remnant faithful. This is an army like no other. There is no visible leadership or weapons. The weapon I choose for this army is truth itself. Members of this army are scattered over every continent, promoting the same agenda, the victory of truth. The pockets of supporters of this army of truth devote themselves to exposing Satan's lies and hidden agendas, intent on uniting the world under the Antichrist. When my son returns, his will be a victory of truth. His kingdom of truth will be the new Jerusalem. So today I invite you to willingly accept my invitation to fight for the truths of tradition. Combat all compromise of truth without regard for who will believe you or disbelieve. There are no boundaries or borders to contest in this war against untruth. Every heart is a battleground. None are exempt from attack. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.